Hit it.
You are now listening to the All Things Carla podcast.
All right. So, y'all, I'm so excited. Y'all probably tired of me saying this because I'm always excited. Let me do a countdown. Hold on.
But first, let's do an ATK temp check.
We have who I like to call Queen Mother, Sheena Livingston in the building, y'all. I hope I can add some hand claps right there to the recording. Sheena, this is the temperature check. Tell me, how do you feel?
I feel good. I woke up this morning and saw somebody in the tabloids this morning that was not me. I am happy about it.
I'm talking about that's the reason to give God praise.
Listen.
Because it could have been another way.
Okay.
It could have been another way.
I just need the people to know. It could have been. It wasn't me. So I'm happy.
Good. So you're feeling good.
Feeling good. Feeling great.
You're feeling safe.
Yes.
Feeling open.
Yes.
We're going to say off the top, you do not know what I'm asking you.
I have no clue.
But you trust me enough for us to have this conversation.
I trust you enough. Yes, I do.
Okay. So y'all, please get ready. Buckle down. You do not really want to be driving. Listen to this episode because I'm already manifesting. How do we want to phrase this? A funky good time of foolishness. And give me another word.
It's gonna be a problem.
It's about to be an anointed, foolish problem. I'm excited. So we jumping into the interview. Sheena, I want to tell you the first time I saw you.
Talk to me.
Because you don't know this story.
No.
The only person who knows this is my mama and my sister.
Okay.
So I'm at Jones High School. I guess it was a service or a concert or something.
I'm not sure.
It was years ago.
Okay.
All I know is you came out the back with no breaks. I mean, you were killing on the microphone. Ball head, real jazz. I would say more like mohawk. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you was, and that was my hairstyle for a long time. So I always was like, first of all, wait, who is rocking this bang?
Yeah. Okay.
And I mean, you're killing. And I mean, not just killing because of runs, but I feel like, oh, she got power.
Sure.
I started walking up and down the stadium asking people, no, who is she? Because I want to know who she is right now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't even want to wait. So everybody like, man, that's Sheena. She from out of town. Oh, she'll be. I said, oh, my goodness. And you know, I'm not really, you don't know, but I'm not really starstruck by people. My daddy's in the industry. We meet a lot of people. But I was just like mesmerized. Okay, fast forward. I didn't talk to you, nothing like that. I go audition for the Ty Trebet something he had out at Holy Land, right?
Yeah.
It seemed like every worship leader in the city was there. And so we're walking down this dark thing and I'm walking by myself. You was with a homegirl or somebody, you know, and you said, oh, hey, is that KJ? Baby, my heart dropped. I was like, oh, she know who I am. But when I turned around, I was like, hey, how are you? Like, I was real cool. Like, I was like, she gonna think I'm a groupie. She gonna think I'm a fan. I was like, oh, hey, Sheena, how you? Girl, I went around the corner. I was like, mommy, she know my name. I said, mommy, the girl from the YouTube videos know who I am. I'm talking about my mama was on that phone like, Carla, why would she not know who you are? If you guys are doing the same thing.
Right.
I don't know. It was just so crazy. And then like after that, we never just sat down and talked.
Sure.
But whenever I saw you, it was just always so much love. And you were just so like inviting. So like, I don't know. Tell the people a little bit like about you. I know you're a church baby. I know that you're not just a church baby. You're a PK.
Absolutely.
Is what I know. And you know, y'all have another viewpoint.
Sure.
Of church and ministry and how it's ran. I think you guys are affected the most, to be quite honest. And that's kind of, I just know you're cool and I know you're super duper fly and I know you're extra fly on the Tuesday right now for no reason. So like, you tell me, like.
Oh, goodness. Yes, I am a PK. Parents are pastoring in Winter Haven, Florida.
Okay, drop the names, please.
Greater Works Ministries, Bishop Joe and Pastor Deborah Hallman.
Absolutely.
We're 17 years strong in ministry.
Really?
Yep. I started out as the praise and worship minister of music. I mean, praise and worship slash minister of music soon as our church formed.
Okay.
I had to be about 16, 15, somewhere around that time. Didn't know what I was doing.
Now, let's talk about that.
No
15,
clue.
16 years old,
no
and you are the one running the music ministry,
absolutely.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
How?
I have no idea. I literally, the church we came from, I would sing and lead songs.
Okay.
That was my responsibility. I would lead songs and probably do praise and worship on youth Sundays.
Gotcha.
So to go from leading youth Sunday praise and worship to running a whole department was very, very terrifying, but literally have been going, no school training, no knowledge. I still don't know what I'm doing to this day, but.
Do you feel like that?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. I have no clue at all what I'm doing.
So how did people take to you being that you were, in a sense, a child? Trying
at first,
to
it was interesting. Well, and then starting out, my mom was on the praise team. My cousin, I had a lot of family members. So it was about four of us that were family members.
Okay.
And once I realized my vein to say, okay, that note's not right. Okay, try this. And once they didn't get it, they called me Baby Madam Moss Clark at that age.
Are you?
No, I'm
not anymore. Oh, you're a lot better now?
I've gotten told on thousands of times. I've had meetings.
So I'm about to say, you've had meetings. Oh, yeah. Have you kept me in meetings? Because, honey, if I have another meeting at a search.
I've changed now. I don't throw any shoes. I don't call anyone in my office and fuss. Yeah, I'm very calm, cool, and collect.
So you learned from your ways.
I did. I had to figure out another way to try to convey what I'm trying to say without throwing something.
But can you explain, I'm glad you said that. Can you try to put into words that passion? Because I know for me, sometimes I just can't articulate it and it come out like, you getting on my nerves. What, I want you to sing this. I know you can't hear it, but I can hear it. So make it work. Like, can you articulate that? Because, like, what was the reason behind throwing something? Was it because you had something in your brain that you heard that they just weren't producing? What, like, you know, it's kind of talk it through.
I guess it just depends on the situation or the scenario. Some of them, I saw the potential.
Got you.
And probably was not giving me 110% or giving me who I knew that they were, you know.
Got you.
Or some of it was just playing. I don't do well with time. Wasted time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not good with it. If you tell me to be here at a certain time and then, you know, we say, okay, we're going to be here an hour, I'm good with that. I'll do everything in my power to keep us, you know, in that time frame.
Absolutely.
So if you're doing extra, now I have to wait. My time has to be extended. Hmm. And so now we're wasting time.
Gotcha.
And I don't do well with that. So that was another pet peeve of mine. Don't come and play. Don't come do extra talking. Put your phones away. You know, the normal stuff that, you know, we go through.
Gotcha.
So.
Got you.
Just to tear me up.
That's not bad. So tell me some common misconceptions about you.
You would not believe how many people think that I'm mean.
Really?
Yes. They say I look mean. They don't think that I'm approachable.
What? I didn't get that from you.
It's crazy. I hear it. I haven't heard it that much. And I guess because maybe they just don't approach me, but my circle is very small anyway. But yeah, that's one of the biggest things that I've heard a lot, especially growing up and coming up, is that they think I'm mean. They don't want to approach
me. So you have the serious, like, don't play with me face?
I don't even know what it is. I have a lot of stuff probably going on in my head.
Probably.
I have a lot of things going on. So maybe, you know, if I'm walking intentionally, it's not on purpose.
I got a goal. Like, yeah, I'm getting somewhere.
Trying to get there or that kind of thing. But I'm not sure. I don't even know, honestly. So, yeah, I guess.
I didn't pick that up.
I'm a little focused. You know, I don't do well with crowds. Meaning.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, you know, being a singer. But, if it's a lot of people, I'm not going to go sit where a lot of people are, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I'll go sit on the other side where no one is.
Okay.
I'm not one to walk through a crowd. Walk on the other side where nobody is.
Hmm. So you always been that way?
Yeah.
It's so crazy because a lot of us who have that, I hate to say it, we already have that light on us. We don't like go looking for that flashlight. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's kind of like we go around it. For me, I feel like it's a blessing and a curse. I'm 6 foot flat footed. So if I get dressed up, it's like bing, 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 you know, as much as I don't. But it's just like, I don't know. I guess when I see you, and even without being on the stage, you just seem super cool. You just seem like you just in your own world kind of deal. But it's like, I don't know. I don't get mean. I don't get unapproachable. And I guess because of me, I just don't care. Like if you was unapproachable, I wouldn't have known. Because
Well,
I would have said.
The difference. You have that. See, you have that great, that quality about yourself.
You
that,
think so?
Oh, absolutely. You have that quality where you're very approachable. And I felt like And seeing you even from afar, I was like, wow, the dopeness of your style and your voice and who you were. I found out some stuff about you probably just recently, because I was talking to someone about you and what I wanted to do with you. And it was like, man, you don't know, man, she's been doing this for years. I said, what?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, even back like ECC days.
Yeah.
Right? I never knew that.
Man, Matt loved the ECC. They didn't want to put me on, Sheena, if we could be completely honest. Derek McRae put me on.
Me too.
Pulled me to the side and said, let me teach you how to sing in church.
I love it.
Because I was like, honey, I sing in nightclubs, okay? And you want me to stand up here and holler? I don't know how to holler. I said, baby, I sing at open mics where they pay me.
Yeah.
I get paid when I get off the stage.
I love it.
And he was like, well, I'm going to sit you with Brian Pope. And I'm going to sit you with, I can't think of the name, his name was Greg something at the time. He was older guy, choir. And he said, and I'm going to teach you how to sing church. And I said, oh, I can sing church because I'm Baptist. So, you know, I'm singing, you know, like, why should I feel?
Okay.
And he looked at me. He said, no, I'm going to teach you how to sing like Kojic church.
Yes, sir.
And so B started teaching me like all these choir songs. Like the first song I sang, which I loved hearing, it was, baby need a pair of shoes.
Okay,
work it out. Dun, 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 bum, bum, bum. And I'm sitting in the rehearsal looking at him like, I am absolutely appalled and honored that y'all think that is something that I could do. But I just want to sing tenor in the choir. Now, I'm telling you, we fought on a Saturday. And I'm talking about then when I got up to sing, church just went
lit.
The whole time, I'm just standing in the spot. Derek said, good job. Now we got to teach you how to move. Like when I tell you, he was like, I didn't know that. And then next thing I know, my daddy is a singer and that's why we're here he works at Disney World.
Okay.
So my daddy and me and my daddy have the exact same face. Why God did that to me, I don't know.
Okay.
However, people was like, it's a little baby Fantasia, little baby Vero running around the city, but she in church. Cause my daddy's not singing in nobody's church.
Okay.
He's just different. Bless his heart. You get what I'm saying? His thing is, your gift got to make room for you. I don't see you eating down there. God bless you. Like, I'm not opening up my mouth for no reason.
Okay.
You know, he did that. But he's older, so I'm sure he did that back in his day. And you know, me with ECC, we was running. I was all up and down the coast with them.
What?
ECC put me on. That I don't have no shame of saying that to anybody. And I literally walked in there. I got invited to go there because I was in the club. That's a whole nother thing. And I thought the person was crazy. I said, I know you're not inviting me to church and I'm trying to get a drink. And it was like, no, I really want you to come check out this church. And that's really what put me on my path. And I'm talking about that as the exact. And Derek, you say, don't tell nobody you found out about cynical. I said, well, that's my testimony. I mean, I won't stand up, but that's it. And till this day, it's been with all whatever. It's still been nothing but love.
That is legit.
And it's so crazy because I was about to ask you, what is one of the dumbest rumors you ever heard about yourself? To me, the craziest rumor or issue or whatever, bruh, was how I left ECC.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because by the time I heard stuff about myself, honey, I was looking at my phone like, nah, I did what? When did I say that to this? Like, it was ridiculous. However, I think it was just time for me to figure out some more things on my journey.
McRae was the reason why I did my first tour.
Mm.
And he really opened my eyes to be able to see or say I'm actually an artist.
Yeah.
Because I consider myself praise and worship leader, and that was as far as it was going to go for me for years.
Mm.
I never, the artist side of this, even to this day, the artist side of it's not for me.
Gotcha.
But I'll do it enough for... I do feel like I'm called to a certain group of people.
Absolutely.
So I respect that now.
Gotcha.
But back then, before it was the Mother's Day tour that he had, no one could have told me that I would have done that. And he changed the game for me.
Yeah. Literally. Nobody, and we're going to wrap this up. Nobody could have ever told me that you was just a praise and worship leader. I did not see. Baby, that's what I'm saying. When I tell you, you came out, I was like, doot, 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 from top to bottom. Hair fly, makeup beat. Look at this outfit. Look at these shoes. Look at this presence. Look at how you took off. And I think it was because the way you came off was like, I ain't come here to play with y'all. I just came to worship and have a good time.
That's church for me.
Yeah, it was just so. And then I was like, oh, she just down at her people church just leading worship. I said, I just knew y'all flew her in from across the
that's
world.
That's church for me. That's church. That's literally how you, whatever service that was, that's probably how we churching on Sunday morning.
Probably so.
Clothes. We're Sunday morning. First Sunday is our communion service, so we dress up, you know, our attire. But other than that, we coming in jeans, pumps,
blazer. Y'all getting it in.
Yeah, how it work.
Y'all stay tuned. We got some more with Sheena. Hope y'all enjoying this, because I am. This is a random question, because I'm doing hot takes.
Sweet.
So if you see me in the club, would you speak?
Absolutely.
Hold up. There seems to be a slight interruption from the interview.
Let me take a K moment. Okay? Okay.
So,
let you not even have a drink or something in your hand. I'm walking right to you. What?
Let me act funny.
It's a problem.
See, okay.
It's a problem.
See, we operate on the same frequencies.
I expect you to give me what you see in church. Because that lets me, if you act funny, then that lets me know you hide.
Yeah.
And if you hiding, we can't even communicate. And I don't play them kind of.
And I feel like if you're hiding, then that's honestly your problem. You get what I'm saying? Because it's like, what are you hiding from? God sees all. Mm-hmm. But it was just funny. I had a little incident. And of course, I always say stuff on my Instagram. And I was like, we need to normalize seeing other church members in church. Now, other church members in the club. Don't walk past me and not speak.
So I'm curious to know, what was their thought process? Did they think that nobody from the church, because, I mean, literally, this is Orlando.
I mean, and at this point, not just Orlando. Let's just talk about it. It's a whole, I call it a parallelogram outside.
Absolutely.
It's a whole pandemic outside.
Absolutely.
People are bored out their mind.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, characters are being tested.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Because you don't have those same responsibilities. I'm going to be here every Wednesday, every Sunday, Tuesday for rehearsal. We can't meet.
Absolutely.
So people are trying to find something to do. But I don't understand. I guess because I'm an open book. When people ask me something, and, you know, people always said that you got to be careful of your testimony, of all what you say. You go, everybody can't take it. I understand that to a certain degree. However, when you get free and when you're okay with you,
sure,
you be careful what you ask me. Be careful what you ask me. I be looking at people like, because I don't mind. You know what I mean? But I don't know. It was just so funny when we walked in. I think people were shocked that it was me. And I didn't expect to go out anyway. You know, I'm into my Jordans and my Nikes and all that. So I wasn't dressed up. And so when I walked in, you know, you see people through the little fog. It was a hookah bar.
Okay.
I said, I think I sang with them babies somewhere. Honey, I walked right up to that table. I said, did I sing with you over at Skim's church? They said, I said, well, hey, mother. Girl bent down, gave him a hug. They was like, I said, honey, you here? I'm here. What is
Why
the problem?
Why would you do that? Why?
I don't know. I that's the only thing I can think to do when I see them. I just wanted to speak. Honey, I bounced around from everybody's table. I bounced around. I said, hey. I was just bouncing, talking to people. Honey, it was so many of us in there, Sheena. We could have revival. It was musicians in there. It was singers in there. All I had to do was turn the lights on. We could have got everybody saved.
So did everybody act away, or did they look like they wanted to converse?
Well, when it was over, because I had fell on the one girl because I was hugging her so bad. I mean, when it was over, I had ruined their VIP section, so they was okay. I would hope so.
Stay tuned for our version of Song Association.
Song Association.
So now I want to talk about, this is part B. I want to talk about ministry, and it's twofold. Not just how you view ministry, but being able to transition. We touched on a little bit from just being a praise and worship leader to being maybe a pastor of worship, or tapping into preaching, evangelizing, teaching other people how to be praise and worship leaders. Very loaded, but that's kind of what I want to talk about. So kind of give us your take on ministry. What do you see? I think that would be very interesting, because I think you have had the opportunity to see it different than the average church goer. So how do you view it?
Right now, let me say that, because this thing has evolved over the years.
Gotcha.
The responsibility of whatever title you possess, that's what I'm seeing, and I'm learning, and I'm trying to, I'm not even going to say master, but I'm learning to respect the responsibility of the calling that's on my life.
That's good. I need that.
at via praise and worship leader, pastor of worship, preacher, elder, minister, whatever title you hold, I'm learning, and whatever that means for your life. Because like you said, this pandemic has caused a lot of us to be able to do some form of self-examination.
Gotcha.
How far do we go? What does that look like for us?
Gotcha.
And you touched on something and you said about sin. If you know that that's going to cause you to do certain actions after the fact, you should not indulge in certain things.
Absolutely.
That's the responsibility of a Christian, so to speak.
Gotcha.
But it goes a little bit further with how far can I allow my spirit, or what kind of areas or atmospheres can I be in because of what calling that's on my life?
That's good.
And so I'm learning now to respect the responsibility, not just the call. The call in itself, you have to learn to accept the call. But I had to learn to respect and accept the responsibility. So now that I have accepted and I respect the responsibility, I can walk into the full calling that God has for me in whatever capacity.
Right. That really touches me. Yeah. I think because I understand what I've been called to do. Mm-hmm. I feel like I took my running shoes off of what I've been called to do.
Yes.
However, the responsibility or respecting that other side, does that make any sense? I think right now that's a struggle for me, to be quite honest, because it's like, yo, I finally kind of got free. I know who I am, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
I know I'm not playing a role for anybody else. I am not boasting. I know who I've been called to. And I get that because I want to go outside just the four walls. However, if I be completely honest, I did not call you up here to get me saved today. But it's kind of like my yearning or my foundation is I love that church. Okay. I love those four. You get what I'm saying? I love the foundation and the institution of church.
Absolutely.
I can't shake that no matter how high I might try to
get.
But I don't like what that title looks like or how other people have done. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely.
So I don't know if I'm trying to change the perception of it. That's my fight. I want to get personal, but it's like, I know I've been called to do more than just sing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. I know that I've been called to, single moms and just youth and just children and, you know, family. I get that. I just want to have such a level of transparency when we do that. I think one piece that I've seen that I don't like with church, we preach to people, give them this, but there's no relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's no relation, I had to tell a lady this years ago when I was wearing my fade, she thought I was a homosexual, came right up to me, told me she was going to pray homosexual off of me. I said, that's the wrong H spirit. You need to pray the Hennessy spirit off of me. But I'll hold your hand until the Holy Ghost uses us both. However, I wish y'all could see Sheena's face. However, it's like, I don't know you though. I don't even know you to want to even tell you, yes, this is my struggle. And yes, I'm ready to get over this. I've built no relationship. You just came right in like, I'm going to pray this off of you. Oh, no, you're not. Now, my mama can. But you see what I'm saying? There's a huge difference. But that spoke volumes to me. I'm glad you said that way. So how were you able to transition into other parts of ministry? Is it because like you're a leader? Saw it in you? Did you go to them? Did you have a conversation? How did you know? You know, like you said earlier, I'm not trying to do the artist part. I just, you know, praise and worship. I'm coming to have church. That's what we do in our Chucks and Jay. You know what I mean? But how were you able to identify there's more than just the singing in you?
I think for me, of course, when it came down to the music, I never wanted to sing. First and foremost.
Sheena, how?
Yeah. My mom actually heard me singing in the shower when I was little, and she kind of made me go. So that was the starting of that. And then because this is what happens when we talk about the calling, because I would exalt in such a way that they say is preaching. I would hear first for a long time, you've been called to be a preacher, prophesied to, good, cool, get it, got it, heard it. We good with that. But then again, back to who I am, once I started realizing and I started getting more comfortable with me as a singer, as a praise and worship leader and what that meant, I started realizing what the exaltation meant for my singing.
Gotcha.
Okay. So then I picked that up and I'm good. So I did not allow that to push me first to go out and preach, just because I kept hearing it. Oh, you bootlegging. Cool. No, this is just my thing.
Gotcha.
So I got it. Then he started tugging on me saying, but I have a word. And so after I would exalt, I would start hearing word.
Absolutely.
Word. And I'm like, dang, that's different. And so that would always push me into my next season. And that's kind of what I'm experiencing now. I'm literally walking in my next season as I'm talking to you.
Okay.
I could be doing praise and worship and I will feel this fire in the bottom of my stomach that I've never, ever felt before in my life. And my mom now is training me and teaching me what that looks like, because it literally comes and I either have a word that is for the house or he wants me to lay hands on somebody. And this is all new for me. I don't want this. This is not what I want to do.
Honestly.
And so I'm walking literally into it, but this is how he gives it to me.
Gotcha.
He pushes me and he starts showing me. And I just preached a message probably, I think, 2 Sundays ago about now is the time. Mm-hmm. And God dealt with me about the different times, the Kairos and the Kairos, and God being God of eternity, but he operates in our time. It's already been fulfilled.
Absolutely.
But we're walking into that time. So as we walk in, as we live every day, we're walking into the things that's already been happened, that's happened in eternity.
Gotcha.
And so because of that, so I'm like, man, that's crazy. So she was like, Sheen, this is in you. You can fight it, but it's going to happen. And so for me, he just pushes me to a place. And I can accept it, or I'll keep getting these urges, or he'll trouble me in my sleep.
Where it's almost overwhelming.
It's
like
about
you can't
take me out.
Yeah.
One Sunday, I'll never forget it. I was singing praise and worship, and I literally almost fainted because I'm like, well, what is it?
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, it's a lot. And so I'm releasing these, and then it was crazy because KJ, once I released it, it felt like I had given birth, and I was just like, man, I feel better.
It's just amazing because you're just telling your story and just being transparent. But so many people need to hear that, because it's like, I think people think we rehearse those moments. And I wish they understood how off guard you are.
Listen.
In that, as the one having to deliver things.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because like you said, I can identify with that. I'll be sitting there like, that ain't what's supposed to happen now. That's not next.
Right.
That's for the preacher after me to do. I'm just supposed to sing and set up the place so they could come in and take over. You know what I mean? I got all this going on in my mind, and I'm sitting there, and it's like, okay, y'all, the Holy Ghost has said to me, and then I'm sitting there stuttering like, I got to say this, and I apologize in advance because I know I'm going to have a meeting, but the Holy Ghost said, pop, 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 pop. And then when you get done, it is like a weight is lifted, and it's kind of like, almost like an outer body experience.
Yes,
and it's like a swoop. Thank you, Carla. That's what I need you to do. And I'm just sitting there like, yo, I'm not worthy. I think that's the grounding thing. It's like, I'm not worthy of this moment to even be used this way. And so when you, I always get to trembling, my heart get to going fast, my eyes get all watery, like I'm looking through fire, girl. It's like the Holy Ghost be like, listen, I'm gonna take your life if you don't do this. And then when it's over and people say, oh, I was so blessed by you, it's like it puts me in tears, because I'm like, you have no idea.
I have no idea.
That was not me. So to God be all the glory.
All of it. You understand?
Because you have no clue. And so it's just, I just thank you for talking us through that.
Absolutely.
And being able. Okay, last question on this part. Can you explain, and you do so good with explaining, how was it, how did you feel having to minister through, and I say this lightly, the darkest time. And when I say by lightly, I don't think people understand when you're gifted and you're anointed, it's not just one dark time.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, people are like, give me your testimony. I'd be like, well, what year?
Yes.
Because
yes.
2002
yes.
to 2000, I don't have just one, you know? So it's like, just whatever time comes to your mind, how was that experience? Still having to minister, still having to pour out, still having to be like this vessel when, you know, you might not have felt that tight or that close to God yourself.
Absolutely.
How was that?
I always reference, only because it was probably, I know for sure, was one of the darkest moments, only because as a, a PK kid, you always, you, we have this standard, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to do everything the right way. I graduated from high school, went to college. I met my ex-husband at the time. We were together. I met him at the age of 16.
Got you.
First everything. Mm-hmm. So we get married. We're good. I have the son while I'm married. I do everything right.
Okay.
And the marriage doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I go from doing everything right to me, I'm doing everything wrong.
Wrong.
And so I, for a period of time, I left the church. Not too many people know this, but I left the church. My mother and my father showed me an overwhelming amount of love.
Hmm.
So the scripture, love and kindness, have I drawn thee? Had a new meaning for me, which is where my song Unlimited Love came from.
Got it.
I experienced I can't even begin to put it in words. I was even indulging in things that I had no business indulging in.
Gotcha.
And they not one time
judged
me, said, hey, did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me love every single time. I mean, like you would have thought that I didn't do anything wrong.
Gotcha.
Everybody was talking, world, just having their whole conversation, church, just eating it up. But they were just like, I love you. And I know it might be hard to come back, but come back. I got you.
That's yeah.
I got you. Yeah. So when I finally walked back inside of the church, and I wasn't leading. I wasn't singing. I sat in the back of the church, and I never forget it. A praise broke out, and a couple of my friends at the time, they came and surrounded me, and they just started praising God. I'm just sitting there looking like, okay. And before I knew it, I felt this pressure or this amount of heat, and my legs just went to going.
Hmm.
And I think at that moment, I realized that I came back. And so for me, it was just love for me.
Gotcha.
And I think that was...
It's the love for me.
It's the love. And I think that's what has changed literally from that very moment.
Mm-hmm.
That mean person, if you will.
Gotcha.
I probably didn't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. I probably didn't. Maybe that's what it was.
Gotcha.
It changed me.
Yeah.
And so now I just love everybody.
Hmm.
I think that that is huge. I think that's key. That's what we're missing in the church. I'm not talking about the laying of the church, the antics. Oh, that's great. I'm with it. I get it.
I get it. Yeah.
But the love piece, man.
Yeah.
It could change this world.
It really could.
If we actually really, really loved how the Bible says
love will cover a multitude of sins. And that's the thing that I guess it's like where I am in my life. Because I have been loved the right way.
Yes.
And I know I didn't deserve it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's amazing to have family bring you back in.
Yeah.
But for complete strangers, which is like, shout out to my pastors right now, Jerry and Christy Owens.
Love it.
They did not know me.
I love it.
And I was offended at first because I was like, what y'all want?
Mm.
Y'all want somebody to sing?
Because
this is my fee.
Mm.
And he looked at me in my face. He said, you won't lead nothing in my church. You'll sit.
Mm.
And I was like, I said, wait a minute. I am...
Yeah.
But this is what I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said, no, you need to be loved on. He said, you need to be pastored. You need to be loved on. You need a father. You need, you're going to come over here and sit down. I'll wait for you. And that conversation happened 2 or 3 years before I even became a member.
Mm.
And it was still love. They would just call me. They would just check on me. They would just, if they saw me somewhere, come on, you, that's what you want to do? You want to sing? He'll give me a hug and keep on going. Bye, daughter. All the time. And I just was like, who are these people? What do y'all want? You know? So I just agree with you. Love would change. It's what we need. It would change the trajectory of church, of ministry, of our lives, of our, and I think that's kind of like the underlining theme. Like, it's the love for me. That's probably what I'm gonna call it. It's the love for me because that's what we're missing.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're missing.
Yeah.
That was good, Sheena Bina. That was real, 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 real good, Sheena Bina. All right. So we're going to play my little homemade game called Song Association. All right. Listen, Sheena has no idea, and she's sitting here acting nervous, and it just don't make no sense. Hold on. Let me get this girl. Let's do 11. Sorry. All right. I'm going to give you a word. Okay. And you have, since you're an anointed vessel of the Most High God, you're only going to have 7 seconds to give me a song.
Okay.
Okay. These words are going to be very random. It could be any song you want, but I need you to sing it out. I don't need you to be like, oh, that's that Toni Braxton song that came out. No, I need you to sing it I need you to sing it through.
All right.
Okay?
Let's go.
The first word is going to be about.
And I can't stop thinking about. And
what's that song, Sheena? What's that song? What is it?
Yep. That song, I know.
I'll give you half a point. Because at least you had the tune.
You better give me something.
Okay. The next word is what?
What if God is unhappy?
Come on, mother.
With our praise.
I give you that. All right. The next word is after.
I want to say after you missed the it. Morning.
You missed it. I don't understand you church people. After you've done all you can. After you've done all you can.
I'm so secular. I got to get that out of my spirit.
Okay, come on. Let me give you another one. About.
You gave me that one.
Did I say about already? I think you're lying. It's okay. I'll give you another one. Let's do how.
How much do I owe? How much I owe him?
Come on. Mm-hmm. I got to steal some of your runs anyway. Let's do tell.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Lord, have mercy. Over that way, you went way back. Okay, you win that one. That's not what I thought you was going to say. You win that one. Let's do dark.
Dark?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of song go with dark?
I don't know. I just made it up. I don't know. You don't got one?
No.
Okay.
I got a movie.
What movie?
The Dark Knight.
Okay, wait. Let me get another one. Let's do another good one. Sunrise.
Golly, KJ.
I'm going to give you some hard ones.
Sunrise.
You know what I think of? Sunrise. I'm going to say that. Dun, dun, dun. Sunset. Okay, I'm going to praise the name. Sorry, that's so old.
I mean, who is that?
I'm sorry. I got to find it. All right, let me give you another one. Let's do this. Love. How many love songs can you come up with? Man. Let's do that.
Love. So many people want things I want to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how.
That's one love song. Give me another one.
Unlimited love. Your love has healed.
You better plug it. You better plug it, mother. You better plug it. Give me another one, then you can sing us one of those verses.
A word that comes and goes.
Thank you.
A few people really know what it means to really love somebody.
Give me another love song. What you got?
And I will always love you.
You better church, Nippy. You. I feel that in my shadana. Honey, I almost gave my life to Christ. You.
Glory.
Okay.
That was good to me just then.
Okay, listen, where can we find Unlimited Love? Where can we find that?
Oh, it's on all Apple, Google, you name it. It's somewhere out there. You just type in my name. Unlimited Love. I actually am working on the album. It'll be finished sometime this year.
Good job.
We got some good stuff on there. We're still adding. So be on the lookout for it. You're going to enjoy it.
Good job. Yeah. Sheena, thank you for making this absolutely amazing. You are the bomb. Okay. I'm going to try to get Sheena for a part two because she was the bomb.
Up next is KJ Speak Out. No one knows what she's going to say.
Did you see the fight that happened in Bath and Body Works this week? Pull that microphone close.
Tell me Bath and Body Works fight. Give me an because I saw something.
You didn't see the girls and the workers and all them fighting in Bath and Body Works? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was that? I see somebody talking about it.
Hear me.
Was that you talking about
it? Here's me talking about it.
Did you show the video?
Yeah, I showed the video.
Then maybe I did see.
Yeah, so you don't have no comments. Okay. Did you watch the interview with Prince Harry and Meghan?
I didn't. I'm going to tell you, I'm actually fasting from Facebook.
Well, that's good.
I'll go in there if I need to post something if I'm trying to be nosy, but I like my nosiness is on like 2 minutes and then I'm off. That's it.
So you don't have a lot of current events.
I don't
events.
Know what's going on right now. Not a whole lot. I think I passed by and I saw. I think I saw that.
I probably was clowning about it. Let me ask you this. This is a KJ Speaks Out moment from one of my earlier episodes. This would be funny. So I covered a story where a young lady was coming home from Las Vegas. She was going home on the plane to Detroit, where she lives. But in the middle of her flight, she felt a warm sensation. This warm sensation was a man who peed on her.
I know you lying.
I just wish y'all could see Sheena's face. I would just want to ask you, Sheena, what would have been your response if you was on the plane sleep on a red eye flight home and somebody was peeing on you? Do we would
just real?
No, this is
can't be. I know you lying.
This is
I know you lying.
I wish y'all could see Sheena's face. She's so mad in the face right now that she don't.
I can't even think. I can't even put my mind.
I can't fathom.
Is this real?
Yeah, this is serious. It really is serious. And come to find out, the man who did it, he was a pastor. Big old church.
Are you kidding me right now?
Black girl in the seat, white guy pees on her. In America. This was literally just like in the 2020.
Mm. the plane, it landed safely. Oh, okay. All right, then. You still here?
Cut this so I can have this, please.
Oh, okay, then.
Y'all, give it up for Sheena. Thank you so much, man. You are amazing.
Get out.
Thanks for listening to the All Things Carla Podcast.